finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Midstate is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
Let's scream for Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, Wisconsin.
Enjoy the best ice cream for miles. From opening day to all those summer nights, you'll find the owners and staff there to serve you, and you'll recommend it to others, too.
Great family-owned business. Love seeing their smiling faces. You just know they love being there. They go above and beyond for their customers. Ice cream is great, too. So many different choices. There's something for everyone.
Swiftwater Ice Cream, where the choices and fun are endless.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
It's the Raptors ERA leader, Matthew Hurd, the Monroe, Georgia native from the University of North Georgia, entering the fray and ending Nick Paulson's outing, his fifth appearance of the season. Andy Ockham, your voice, the Raptors, back here with you on WFHR. 2-0 the score from Riverfront Stadium in favor of the Waterloo Bucks. Three innings pitched for Paulson today, three hits allowed, two runs, both of them being earned. One walk issued and four strikeouts on 68 pitches. Hurd in five appearances out of the bullpen for Wisconsin Rapids this summer, an 0-1 record and a 9 2/3 innings pitched. A 1.86 earned run average and a 1.03 whip for the right-hander. Has not faced Waterloo yet this season. Out of the windup, gets the 5-6-7 spots in the buck order to lead off this inning and fires a first pitch fastball well outside to Evan Morrison. Hurd's allowed two earned runs this season. That came back in his first outing in an inning and 2/3 pitched in the home opener against Fondi on May 28th. Backdoor breaking ball from the right-hander is in there for a called strike. Since then, a scoreless inning on June 5th against Madison. 3 1/3 scoreless on the 12th at home against the Green Bay Rockers. 1-1 pitch, skied in the air foul. That'll find the seats down the left field line. It's now 1-2. Through 2 2/3 scoreless and hitless innings a week ago on Sunday against Lakeshore and last pitched an inning at Wausau in the nightcap of the doubleheader on Thursday. The 1-2 pitch, fastball at 92 miles an hour, missing in the right-handed batter's box to Morrison. It's now 2-2. Morrison 1-for-1 today, an RBI single back in the first inning, made it 2-0 Waterloo, and that's the score we have now. The payoff from Hurd. That one in there for a called third strike. Working top of the zone is Hurd and netting the call from the home plate umpire Jacob Gorman for the first out of the inning. Ian Halverson, the right-handed hitting shortstop, ended the first inning in his first trip to the plate in this ballgame, a ground out to Raptor third baseman Grayson Schaefer to retire the side. Hurd working quickly. The right-hander rocks and fires. Halverson sowing bunt. Makes contact on that breaking ball, but it rolls foul down the third base line. When we get to the top of the fifth, 8-9-1 lefty-lefty-righty due up for the Raptors, Trent Loyola's Tracer Lopez, and back to the top of the order with Owen McElfatrick. Still is Aiden Efferling on the hill. He's thrown four scoreless against the Raptors here at home this afternoon. The 0-1. This one hit in the air, right center field. McElfatrick coming in on it along with Landon Gaz. It is the right fielder Gaz sprinting in to make the grab. Two up, two down in this fourth inning. Aiden Efferling's been extremely efficient too, the right-hander for Waterloo. Under 40 pitches in four innings thrown, 37 to be exact, three hits allowed, has only walked one Raptor hitter and has collected one strikeout this afternoon. First pitch to the left-handed hitting catcher Zach Mazok misses high for ball one. Adam Bennis on deck, Jay Williams to follow. It's the bottom third of the Waterloo order for the second time around. The 1-0 tapped on the ground right side. That's going to get through. It's a two-out single for Mazok. The fourth hit of the contest for Waterloo in their first knock since the bottom of the first inning. Adam Bennis went down swinging back in the second inning against Paulson. Paulson collected three straight strikeouts spanning between the second and third innings. Hurd set out of the stretch. Righty on righty battle the first pitch. Oh, and this is low for ball one. For Hurd, it's just the eighth hit he's allowed all season and the first knock he's given up since that outing on June 12th against the Rockers. Three and a third of one hit shutout ball for Hurd. 1-0 pitch. Bennis shoots this one in the air left center field. Coming in on it, Buchanan diving. He's unable to make the grab. Rounding the corner from second, heading to third, sliding in safely is Zach Mazok. Going to second behind the throw is Adam Bennis. They're on second and third with two down here in the fourth inning. Should be scored as a base hit. Advancing on the throw is Bennis, but will await on the official scoring. Either way, they're both in scoring position for Jay Williams. Williams went down swinging in his first trip to the plate back in the second inning against Paulson. Left-handed hitting Williams. Trying to flip the card back to the top of the order with Lucas Moore. First pitch on the outside corner is called a strike out of the hand of Hurd. A 1-2 outs. They're on second and third. Hurd comes set. Rocks and fires. This one hit on the ground down the first baseline. That'll roll foul. Rafters trying to keep it here at 2-0 and dig into the deficit when we get to the top of the fifth inning. Waterloo looking to add more on. The 0-2 from the right-hander. That one misses out in the right-handed batter's box to Williams. It's now 1-2. 86 on that delivery there from Hurd. Four consecutive on the road for the Raptors beginning here today. Spend the night here in Iowa, and they'll head back home for two at Green Bay to follow. Hurd will step off the mound prior to the 1-2 delivery. Look at some of the opponents, obviously, with this being Great Plains versus Great Lakes. They won't see the Bucks again this season unless it's in the playoffs after tomorrow. 1-2. That one misses the zone high. It's now 2 balls and 2 strikes on Williams. They still have to go to La Crosse one more time. There's one more home and home to be had with the Loggers. They got to go to Madison 2 more times to the Raptors. 3 more trips to Fondy. Only 4 road games at Air Baker Field this summer. Green Bay has got 5 more road matchups. 2 of them coming this week, though. Hurd set, the 2-2 delivery. That one misses low and in. Williams working a full count in his second plate appearance this afternoon. Raptors saw a lot of Madison in these last couple of weeks. 8 of the 12 matchups between the two teams this summer, spanning over the last few weeks. 3-2, 2 outs. They're on second and third, a 2-0 ball game in the bottom of the fourth inning. The payoff from Hurd. This one hit on the ground at first. Lyolis will body it up and take it to the bag himself to retire the side. Hurd pitches out of trouble and fires a scoreless bottom of the fourth inning. We are through 4 in Waterloo. 2-0 the score in favor of the Bucks. 8-9-1 to up the Raptors. When we return for the top of the fifth inning, don't go anywhere. It's Raptor Baseball, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey to wellness with legal hemp-derived products. Our certified CBD consultants offer a clinical approach to meet your specific needs, whether it's easing chronic discomfort, reducing stress, or improving sleep. We're passionate educators helping you understand the benefits of hemp without the stigma. Discover the natural, legal way to a balanced life at CBD American Shaman. Visit us today and experience the difference.
With combined decades of experience, the team at Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help with exterior projects ranging from siding, roofing, windows, and gutters. The new exterior showroom helps complete the 3D visualizer picture and will bring any project you're dreaming of to life. Wisconsinites know the weather changes fast and can be unforgiving. Call 715-423-5616 for a dedicated and caring team that will be there to help from start to finish. Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
It's the top of the fifth inning here in Waterloo. 8-9-1 spots due up for the Rafters against Buck right-hander Aiden Efferling. Andy Ockham, your voice of the Rafters, back here with you on WFHR. Whether you're tuning in on your FM AM dials at 97.5 or 1320 or on your Civic Media apps, thanks so much for spending your Sunday afternoon here with us on the road. Trent Lyles is 0-for-1 today. He popped out to the Bucks second baseman Evan Morrison to retire the side in the second. First pitch from Efferling to Lyles, misses low for ball one. 2 in the first for the Bucks. It's all the scoring we've had so far in this ballgame. No runs on 3 hits and an error for your Rafters. 2 runs on 5 hits, no errors for Waterloo. The 1-0. This is downstairs, a 2-0 count now on Trent. Tracer Lopez is on deck, Owen McElfatrick to follow. The 2-0 delivery from the right-hander Efferling. Fastball grooved right in there for a called strike. When we get to the home half of the fifth, it's the top of the order. Do it for Waterloo. Lucas Moore, Ben Wilmus, and Brennan Hudson. The 2-1 pitch, 90-mile-an-hour fastball from Efferling, just missing the outer edge. Lyles on the driver's seat here at 3-1. The 3-1. This is up and away for ball 4. A 5-pitch walk drawn to lead off the inning. Lyles on board for the first time here this afternoon. Tracer Lopez 0-for-1. He lined out to Chase Beatty over at first to begin the third inning. Texas Tech product joining the team earlier on in the previous week. Got his first start Tuesday night and hit second. And that went over Battle Creek. First pitch to him. On the hands, this one shot the other way. A fly ball to left field. Williams giving chase out near the foul line. That's just foul in front of the Waterloo bullpen. Lopez playing in 55 games in each of his first two seasons with Texas Tech. 268 hitter as a freshman, 266 hitter as a sophomore, the definition of consistency. Top of the order with McElfatrick looming in the on-deck circle. The Raptors would love to have two on when they bring their top three back up. Right-hander Efferling set the 0-1. Showing bunt, Lopez makes contact, putting it down the third baseline. Bennis lets it roll foul. Lopez in the hole here, 0-2. He'll have to swing away. Long walk back to the dish for Tracer. Exciting as always, a walk-off win for the Raptors Friday night and holding on to win a high-scoring affair an evening ago, especially with how late the game started. Applauding all the Raptor fans that stuck through our delays and were able to catch a couple of great wins this week. Lopez calls time, steps out of the box prior to the 0-2. It was big against Madison entering this two-game series. They'd already played each other 6 times this year to the Raptors and the Mallards, and Wisconsin Rapids was 1-5 coming into this ballgame. The 0-2, this one, shot back up the middle, a line drive that's through for a base hit. Lopez's first hit of the ballgame to second on the knock is Trent Lyles. And how about the 8-9 spots coming through and finding themselves on for the top of the order in Owen McElfatrick? McElfatrick is 1-for-2, got the Raptors' first hit of the ballgame in the top of the first inning, a leadoff single. He was left on base, most recently a ground out to the shortstop Ian Halverson in the third. Lyles leading off second. Morrison, the second baseman of Waterloo, working in and out on the bag. First baseman Beatty playing behind. Lopez is McElfatrick. Bunts this one in the air. It's caught by the pitcher Aiden Efferling. The throw to first to try and get Lopez doubled up is not in time. So an unsuccessful bunt attempt there for McElfatrick as the first out of the fifth inning. Mason Onati 0 for 2 today. A pair of ground outs to Evan Morrison over at second base. First pitch to him, and there for a called strike on the outer third. Onati ground outs in the first, and then to retire the side in the third. Efferling with one down. He's a pitch away from making it five scoreless against the Rafters at Riverfront Stadium this afternoon. The 0-1 rolled on the ground right side. Gloved by the first baseman Beatty to second one. Covering the bag at first is Efferling, and it's on time. It's a 3-6-1 inning-ending double play. And we do have five scoreless for the Waterloo right-hander this afternoon at home. We head to the bottom of the fifth inning, top of the order, due up for the Bucks. Lucas Moore, Ben Wilmus, and Brennan Hudson when we return on your home for the Rafters, 97.5 FM. 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence. Compassion for people.
Summer is finally here and outdoor adventure awaits. Get your adventure rolling with a camper from Greenway RV. As a family-owned dealership with 9 top 50 dealer awards for excellent customer service, they know the importance of quality time with loved ones. Plus, as a Route 66 network dealer, you can travel with peace of mind knowing help is just a phone call away. So kick off your next adventure with Greenway RV. You know you're in good hands. 8220 Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids or online at greenwayrv.com.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
Some researchers have explored the impact of melatonin-enriched milk on sleep because it comes from cows milked at night.
Ooh.
Night milk has been shown to improve symptoms of insomnia in some people.
Night milk. Yeah. I should try some night milk.
Night milk. Yeah.
I would love to actually talk to somebody who actually does this. If this is like a new avenue for milk growers.
How about milk producers,
I should say.
Yep.
Milk doesn't grow on trees. I learned that when I was 20.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on Locally Grown Radio.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Matt Hurd back on the mound for his second inning of work out of the Rafter bullpen. Wisconsin Rapids trails it 2-0 here at Riverfront Stadium against the Waterloo Bucks. Andy Ockham, your voice, the Rafters on WFHR, hanging out with you all afternoon long in game one of this two-game series in Iowa. Top of the order, due up against Matt Hurd in this frame, Lucas Moore. We'll step in and face him here. The first pitch to Moore misses inside for ball one. I should say this is Trenton Snyder. Pinch hitting in the spot of Moore. Moore had doubled and scored back in that first inning. So Snyder will enter the ballgame in the leadoff spot. Here in the bottom of the fifth inning. 1-0 pitch from Hurd, a 91-mile-an-hour fastball that misses high for ball two. No runs on four hits and an error for the Rafters. Two runs on five hits. No errors for Waterloo. Snyder taps this one on the ground. Foul down the third baseline. Snyder hitting from the right side. The first substitution used in this ball game. He's playing his 13th contest of the season. An Orange Park, Florida native and a redshirt sophomore from CCBC Cantonsville. Three runs scored, five hits, and his 31 at-bats so far this summer. The 2-1 misses inside, now three balls and a strike. Snyder driving in one run this season. He's walked four times and struck out 12. The 3-1. This one hit in the air. That'll find the seats down the first baseline. Hurd battling back 3-2 the payoff. This one broken bat liner foul down the third baseline. Snyder will need some new lumber before getting this next 3-2 delivery. Snyder came off the bench, got an at-bat at lacrosse last night in the 11-1 loss in Copeland Park to the Loggers. He struck out. Last hit for him coming on June 16th here at home in the 6-2 win over the Rochester Honkers. He went 1-for-4 with a run scored. Also stole a base in that four-run victory. 3-2, Hurd out of the windup. He's ready to rock and roll as soon as Snyder steps back into the box, the payoff. Swing and a miss. Snyder down on strikes to lead off this fifth inning. Ben Wilmus has reached in both of his plate appearances tonight. An RBI single in the first, in which he later had scored for a walk in the third. Taking his time, patiently waiting on Rafter pitching. Hurd in relief of the left-hander from UW-Stevens Point, Nick Paulson, who threw three frames today. Righty on righty battle. First pitch missing upstairs on a fastball from Hurd. It's 1-0. On deck is Brennan Hudson. Chase Beatty will follow. The 1-0 pitch. A fastball in there for a called strike. Count evens 1-1. The 1-1 delivery. Swing and a miss. Unsure on that swing was Wilmus. Goes around on that pitch on the inside corner. Hurd ahead here 1-2. One, two, the count on the two-hole hitter and right fielder for Waterloo. Hurd misses on that delivery inside. Count evens 2-2. As we look back across the Northwoods League, outside of our matchup going on here, 9-2 Wausau top three, a big spot put up for the Woodchucks as the 2-2 fastball, a breaking ball hit in the air to left field. That one unable to be hauled in by Buchanan. The left fielder diving, it's off his glove. Wilmus into second. We'll see how it scored. Either way, a runner in scoring position for Waterloo in the fifth inning. Let's see if Buchanan's all right. With that being in and out of his glove, it's hard to see it not ruled as an E7. On the Rafter left fielder, it would be the second error of the ballgame for Wisconsin Rapids. I believe they're actually going to score it as a double. It is the sixth hit of the ballgame for Waterloo. And second hit of the game for Ben Wilmus. Left-handed hitting Brennan Hudson's 0-2 today out of the three spot in the order. The first pitch from Hurd to him. On the outside corner for a called strike. Hudson grounded out to the pitcher in the first. Most recently went down swinging against Nick Paulson in the third inning. Hurd looks into Duggar, has his signals for the 0-1. This one. One hopper and a high chop over to first. Gloved by Loyolas. He'll take it to the bag. Three unassisted for the second out of the inning. To third on the ground out is Wilmus. In his Waterloo debut, a huge RBI chance here for Chase Beatty in his third at bat with the club. A couple of pop-outs to the first baseman, Trent Loyolas. Those coming in the first and third innings for the St. Louis University Billiken. First pitch to Beatty, a fastball missing low from Hurd. On deck is Evan Morrison, Ian Halverson to follow. 3-4-5, due up for the second time in three innings for the Rafters when we get to the top of the sixth. The 1-0. Swing and a miss, count evens a ball and a strike. That's Jack Matthew, Walker Buchanan, and Grayson Schaefer when we return from break following this bottom of the fifth inning. Hurd looks into Duggar. Comes set for the 1-1. That one misses inside and it gets a piece of Beatty. Tailing all the way on that two-seamer. He's aboard for the first time as a Buck, putting runners on the corners with two down here in the fifth inning. Evan Morrison's 1-for-2 today. Had an RBI single back in the first to bring in the most recent run of this ballgame, and went down looking against Hurd in the fourth. It was the first batter Matt Hurd faced in this contest. Middle's back corner's in for the Rafters with two down. First pitch to the Waterloo second baseman. This is inside for ball one. The middle of the Waterloo order now, third time around in this Sunday battle. The 1-0 pitch. Seeing the outside corner, 2-0. The count now on Morrison. Hurt behind 2-0. Let's see if he goes with the heater here. He does, and it's hit in the air, shallow left field. Lopez shading the sun. Grayson Schaefer, the third baseman, is unable to make the play. It's off his glove. Pop fly that he lost all the way in. Coming in to score is Wilmus to second. Beatty Morrison on first. It is 3-0 Waterloo. That's an E5. Morrison's aboard for the second time in this ballgame. Ian Halverson from the right side. First pitch from Hurd to him. This is up top for ball one. Halverson's 0 for 2 today in his first game against the Rafters this summer. Grounded out the third base in the first. Most recently, a fly out to the right fielder, Landon Gaz, to make the second out of the fourth inning. Hurd looks back at second, not once but twice. Comes set the 1-0. Swing and a miss. Count evens a ball and a strike. Going chasing down low there was Halverson. Rafters going to have to play catch-up when we get to the top of the sixth inning, already midway through this contest. Two-one delivery coming home from Hurd. Swing and a miss. Duggar taking a back pick down to first, trying to catch Morrison sleeping. 89 on that fastball from Hurd, and the count evens at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Zach Mazok, the catcher for Waterloo in the on-deck circle with his shin guards on as there's 2 outs and 2 aboard in this bottom of the fifth inning. The two-strike delivery from Matt Hurd fouled away down the first base side. Rafters have got 4 hits in the ballgame. One of them in the fifth, 2 of them in the fourth. Hurd looks into Duggar after stepping off the back of the rubber. Another 2-2 will come home here from the right-hander. The payoff. That one misses low and outside, pulling that fastball is Hurd. It's now 3-2. Runners on first and second will take off on the pitch. Leading off second, Beatty on first, Morrison. Runners take off, the throw home. And on the ground over to short, Lopez will glove. Gather and fire to first in time. It's a 6-3 putout to end the inning, leaving 2 on the Bucks, but they score another and make it 3-0 through 5 in Waterloo. We'll be back for the top of the sixth in just a couple minutes. Jack Matthew, Walker Buchanan, and Grayson Schaefer, the 3-4-5 spots to up in the order. You're listening to Rafter Baseball, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
A remote Brazilian tribe deep in the Amazon rainforest was recently able to access the internet for the first time ever. Tribe leaders say that they almost immediately had to institute time limits or nothing would get done.
You know, we don't hunt fish and plant crops. Mm-hmm. We're going to die because we don't have any food. And guess what, everyone? Amazon does not deliver to the Amazon. So, which is kind of an oversight on their part.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on locally grown radio.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
The top of the sixth inning from Riverfront Stadium, 3-0 the score. The Waterloo Bucks leading your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors on this Sunday afternoon matchup. Andy Ockham, your voice, the Raptors, back here with you on WFHR. 7 games in 7 days coming up from now to next Sunday, 5 of them being on the road. But when the Raptors return home to start the second half of the season, there's no better place to stay in the Wisconsin Rapids area than the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids, offering a variety of room types, including suites with whirlpools, free home-style breakfast, and high-speed Wi-Fi. The Cobblestone also welcomes four-legged companions. Bring your cats, bring your dogs, bring your family pets to the Wisconsin Rapids area this summer. Big city quality, small-town values at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids. Matthew goes around on that 1-0 delivery on the check swing. Appeal down to the first base umpire and crew chief Drew Taylor. He says he did, so it's 1-1. Aiden Efferling, the right-hander and starter today for Waterloo, is back on the mound, and Matthew fouls that 1-1 away. 1-2 the count. Matthew 0-for-2 in the ballgame. A ground out to short in the first inning. Struck out swinging to begin the fourth. The payoff pitch from the right-hander. Swing and a miss. Matthew tardy on that fastball. He's down on strikes for the second time today. First out recorded here in the top of the sixth. When we get to the home half, it's the 7-8-9 spots to it for Waterloo. Zach Mazok, Adam Bennis, and Jay Williams. Buchanan is 1-for-2 today out of the cleanup spot for the Raptors and playing left field. He flew out to right and Jay Williams to begin his day in the first, doubled with one out back in the fourth. Swinging away at the first pitch is Walker, and he taps this one foul down the first baseline. No runs on 4 hits, 2 errors for the Raptors, 3 runs on 6 hits, no errors for Waterloo. The 0-1. Swing and a miss from Buchanan. It's now 0-2. Efferling, 5 1/3 innings pitch, now looking for strikeout number 3. Both of his punch-outs have come against Jack Maffey. The 0-2 misses low and away. That was his 55th pitch there. He's allowed 4 hits. No runs, obviously, and on Matt Hurd's side, the run he allowed in the home half of the fifth was unearned on the air by Grayson Schaefer. 1-2 pitch, rolled over on the ground, left side. Cutting in front of the shortstop is Halverson. It's a Bennis cutting in front of the shortstop, getting in his way, interfering with his ability to field that ground ball cleanly. Buchanan aboard. It'll be an infield single, his second hit of the contest. Runner on first, one down for Grayson Schaefer. Schaefer's reached in both of his plate appearances today. Drew a 5-pitch walk back in the second, reached on a fielder's choice in the fourth. Out of the 5 spot playing third base, Schaefer brings a lot of power to the lineup, has 1 home run of the season, that being a 3-run blast back on June 12th. But the Raptors within 2 runs of Green Bay that night. First pitch to Schaefer is in there for a called strike. Raptor position players not in the lineup here today. Catcher Bryson Stripling. On the infield, Trotter Boston, Kyler McIntosh, and Max McGuire. The 0-1. This is inside now, a ball and a strike on Schaefer. And out of the outfield, it's Jorge Degatti. So those are your 4 on the bench for Wisconsin Rapids. Trenton Snyder entered the ballgame in the leadoff spot. He's in right field. And Wilmus moves from right to center in that exchange. Moving around in the outfield is Waterloo taking out Lucas Moore. Runner takes off, the 1-1. Fouled away by Schaefer. It's now 1-2, having to retreat back to first here is Buchanan. Raptors looking to cook up another comeback victory on the road. They did so a couple weeks ago in La Crosse on the 10th at Copeland Park. They were trailing 3-0 in that one, and we're down 3-2 in the eighth before coming back and putting up a 3-spot. 1-2 pitch rolled over on the ground to short. Halverson will take it to the bag at second himself and throw to first in time. It's an inning-ending 6-3 double play despite allowing an infield single. Efferling faces the minimum and has thrown 6 scoreless against the Raptors this afternoon from Riverfront Stadium. It is the bottom half of the sixth inning when we return 7-8-9 due up for the Bucks against Matt Hurd. You're listening to Raptor Baseball at 97.5 FM. 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Go yard this summer with special rebates from Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,650 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry! This offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfortaire.biz.
Construction again.
Thanks for tuning in to WFHR. The Birthday and Anniversary Club is sponsored by El Cafe Restaurant.
Really, man? It is hot. I'm stuck in traffic. Now I'm hungry.
Don't let your hunger monster win today. Feed it with a carnita burrito or taco.
That sounds really good right now.
El Cafe in Fort Edwards, where your hunger problem is a taco away.
Yeah, probably closed with all this construction.
Just go west on Verbunker, then south on 3rd until you get to 221 Market Avenue in Fort Edwards, Wisconsin.
Well, that was easy. Now that is a burrito.
With combined decades of experience, the team at Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help with exterior projects ranging from siding, roofing, windows, and gutters. The new exterior showroom helps complete the 3D visualizer picture and will bring any project you're dreaming of to life. Wisconsinites know the weather changes fast and can be unforgiving. Call 715-423-5616 for a dedicated and caring team that will be there to help from start to finish. Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
It's the bottom of inning number 6 from Riverfront Stadium. 3-0 Bucks over your Rafters on this Sunday afternoon. Andy Ockham, your voice of the Rafters, back here with you on WFHR as the 7-8-9 spots due up for Waterloo in this frame. 6 scoreless for Aiden Efferling, the right-hander for Waterloo this afternoon. 60 pitches on the nose, 5 hits allowed, no runs, has walked 2 and has struck out 2 Raptor hitters. Matt Hurd's first pitch to the left-handed hitting catcher Zach Mazok is tapped down the first baseline foul. For Mazok, it's Adam Bennis and Jay Williams before it's back to the top of the Buck order for the 4th time today. Hurd out of the windup, the 0-1. Breaking ball missing away. The Raptors, when we get to the 7th, 6, 7, 8, due up. Duggar, Gaz, Lyolis, lefty, righty, lefty. The 1-1 pitch misses out in the right-handed batter's box. 2 balls and a strike now in Zach Mazok. Mazok 1-for-2 today, a flyout to left field in the 2nd. He singled with 2 outs back in the 4th in his most recent trip to the plate. The 2-1. This one hit in the air, shallow left field. Buchanan coming in on it to make the grab. Leadoff batter retired here in the 6th for Hurd. Hurd working in his 3rd inning of relief following Nick Paulson. Paulson threw 3 innings and 68 pitches against the Bucks in his 2nd start against Waterloo on the season. Nick allowed 3 hits, 2 runs. They were both earned, walked 1 and struck out 4. Hurd will be throwing his 48th pitch of the afternoon right here to Adam Bennis. Hitting from the right side and playing 3rd base for the Bucks. Bennis, an under 100 batting average entering today in over 30 at-bats, picked up a base hit in the 4th. First pitch to the right-handed hitting Bennis misses high for ball 1. Along with his base hit, also a strikeout in the 2nd for Bennis against the southpaw Nick Paulson. Hurd out of the windup with 12 on the pitch clock, ready to rear home the 1-0. Seeing the inside corner, 2 balls and no strikes now on Bennis. Talked about looking over the Northwoods League scoreboard. How about bottom 4? 9-2, Wausau leading Green Bay after a 9-run bottom of the 2nd inning. 2-1 pitch, a fastball in there for a called strike. 4-1 Fond du Lac over Lakeshore in the top of the 6th inning from Harrah Baker Field. Dock Spiders looking to make it 2 in a row. The next delivery from Hurd misses downstairs. A 3-ball count now issued to Bennis. 3-0 at Rockford Stadium. The Kenosha Kingfish holding the Rivets to just 1 hit in their home yard through 4 innings. The 3-1. This one in on the hands, blooped to shallow left field. It's going to get down for a base hit. How about this? Adam Bennis entered today 4 hits in 32 at-bats. He's got 2 here in the contest, his first multi-hit game of the summer. Jay Williams is 0-for-2, hitting out of the 9 spot for Daryl Handelsman's Bucks this afternoon. He struck out swinging to retire the side in the 2nd, grounded out 3 unassisted to end the 4th in his last trip to the plate. Matt Hurd, Could still get the Raptors back into the dugout with just one pitch here. Right-hander set. First pitch to the left-handed hitting Williams is tapped on the ground, foul down the first baseline. Just a little over an hour and a half away from first pitch. The St. Cloud Rocks and the Mankato Moondogs from Joe Faber Field. That one on ESPN+. Usually two per day between baseball and softball on ESPN+ here in the Northwoods League this summer. Prior to the 0-1 pickoff move, checking in on the runner at first base. Royal Oak at Traverse City. The 13-12 Leprechauns, the 12-13 Pitt Spitters, 5:05 Eastern from Turtle Creek Stadium tonight. The 0-1 from Hurd with 10 on the pitch clock. This one, skied in the air right field. Sends Landon Gaz back to make the catch for the second out of the inning. Bennis remains on first, and it's back to the top of the order. Trenton Snyder's second plate appearance here today. Snyder hitting from the right side, now playing right field for Waterloo. Entered for the center fielder Lucas Moore in the fifth. Moore was 1-for-2, had doubled the lead off the ballgame offensively for Waterloo in the home half of the first and later scored. Moore also struck out in the third. Snyder struck out to lead off the fifth in his first at-bat of this contest. Righty on righty battle here. Hurd out of the stretch comes set the first pitch. In there for a called strike on a fastball. Ben Wilmus is on deck. Brennan Hudson will follow. Right-hander Hurd set. Looks back a couple times, the 0-1. This is down in the dirt, a back pick from Duggar to first. It's in time. They catch Bennis leaning. How about that from Cashel Duggar facing the minimum here in the sixth is Matt Hurd. We head to the seventh here in Waterloo. 3-0 the score. It's Raptor Baseball on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
The morning show on WFHR, it's delicious.
Peanut butter and jelly should be squidgy.
Oh, I know a lot of people, yeah. It's,
and on good squidgy white bread.
Yeah.
It's just, it's the way it's got
to
be.
My sister felt the same way. It's got to be, the middle especially for her had to be just a mush.
You guys, as fascinating as this conversation is, yes. One very big thing you just missed there. Mm. Melissa just said the word squidgy on the air.
Yeah, she did.
I mean, what the what?
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on WFHR.
Let's get back to the Raptors here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
New pitcher into the ballgame could be coming up momentarily for these Waterloo Bucks. It is the top of the seventh. From Riverfront Stadium, 3-0 the score. Andy Ockham, your voice of the Raptors on WFHR. Ethan Alexander warming up the bullpen right now, but it's still another inning for Aiden Epperling, the right-hander who has thrown six scoreless against the Raptors in this Sunday afternoon battle. Facing the minimum in the bottom of the sixth there was Matt Hurd. Fly out to begin the inning. Gave up a one-out single to Adam Bennis. Got Jay Williams to fly out. It was the leadoff hitter Trent Snyder in the box before Cashel Duggar. A back pick over to first, catching Bennis leaving to get out of the inning. It's great to be back with you all as always. Game 26 of our 72-game slate in the Northwoods League season. Year 31 of Northwoods League play, year 15 for your Raptors. This is your place to catch all 72 games. We continue to embark on our road journeys here this week. Five of the seven games to come from Sunday to Sunday will be on the road. Two here in Waterloo. Two in Green Bay Tuesday, Wednesday, and then Friday, Saturday at Herb Baker Field, where the Rafters started their season, not only on the road, but in general against the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders. After making a great play behind the plate to get out of the frame, it'll be Cashel Duggar to lead off this top of the seventh inning for the Rafters. Cashel Duggar is 1-for-2, flew out to center field back in the second. He singled in the fourth. Your Duggar will be Landon Gaz and Trent Liolis. 60 pitches through six innings for Efferling. We'll see how long his leash is here in the top of the seventh. First pitch to Duggar. Check swing. He went right around. It's 0-1 on that one in the dirt. No runs on five hits. Two errors for Wisconsin Rapids. Three runs on seven hits. And no errors for Waterloo, looking to beat the Rafters for the first time this season in the third matchup between the two teams. The 0-1 misses low and away. Count evens a ball and a strike on Duggar. We get to the home half of the seventh, post-stretch, top of the order, due up, Snyder, Wilmus, and Hudson. The 1-1. This one hit in the air, left center field. That one is going to get down for a base hit. Second hit of the ball game for Cashel Duggar. It's a leadoff knock here in the seventh frame. Landon Gaz. Hit into a couple fielders' choices today. Did reach on the 4-6 fielder's choice he hit into in the second, did not on the 4-6 inning ending fielder's choice in the fourth inning. And just as we said, Jorge Degatti will be checking into the ballgame in Gaz's spot here. Had a feeling Jorge would get in at some point, and with him being the everyday right fielder for the Rafters, you would assume this is a straight swap. Degatti reached four times last night, collected three hits in the 12-10 win at Witter Field. Singled in the first and scored. Singled in the second, flew out to center in the fourth. Threw a five-pitch walk in the sixth, and a big two-run single, the lone hit the Rafters picked up. And that four-run seventh inning made it 11-8 Wisconsin Rapids at the time. Degatti, now that he's in this ballgame, has a nine-game hitting streak on the line. First pitch to Jorge, misses outside for ball one. Obviously, it wouldn't have ended today if he didn't enter the contest, and assuming he would have started tomorrow, that's where it would have picked up at. But it is on the line here. 1-0 pitch to Degatti, misses low. Two balls, no strikes. A back pick to check in on Duggar. Throw not in time. On deck is Trent Liolis, Tracer Lopez to follow. It is the Liolis spot, but it appears Trotter Boston will be getting the at-bat. The 2-0 pitch. That one, fastball grooved in there for a called strike. This is where the Rafters will go to their bench here. Assuming if Boston is in straight swap for Liolis, he'll probably play third, and Schaefer will move from third to first. Degatti taps this 2-1 on the ground to the left side, gloved by the third baseman Bettis, but it's in and out. Degatti is in there safely. It is going to go down as an infield single and make it a 10-game hitting streak for Jorge Degatti, even not in the starting lineup. Comes in off the bench and makes an impact. 2-1 with no out here in the seventh inning, and the Rafters trail at 3-0. And we will have a mound visit here from Jack Nathan, the pitching coach of Waterloo. Two here in Waterloo, two in Green Bay Tuesday, Wednesday, one at home against Fondy on Thursday, two on the road at Fond du Lac Friday, Saturday, and back at home prior to two off days on Sunday, the 30th, a week from today against the Dock Spiders. But when the Rafters have their home stretches in the second half of the season, if you're looking for a place to stay, there is no better place to stay in the Rapids area than the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids, offering a variety of room types, including suites with whirlpools, free home-style breakfast, and high-speed Wi-Fi. The Cobblestone also welcomes four-legged companions. Bring your cats, bring your dogs, bring your family pets to the Wisconsin Rapids area this summer. Big city quality, small-town values at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids. Trotter Boston officially announced here over the loudspeakers and the PA system as the pinch hitter into the spot. Two on, no way, and a pickoff move to give Duggar a look at second prior to the first pitch. Once again, defensive alignment. We'll have to see where Boston slots in. Not a first baseman, so he won't go straight in there for Liolis, but you'd have to imagine you could see Schaefer moving from third to first, and Boston could man the hot corner the rest of the way. First pitch from the right-hander. Once again, we'll have to wait another inside move and a disengagement to keep Duggar honest over at second base. Nobody holding on to Gotti at first. Beatty playing in front of him. The first pitch to Boston misses outside. Have to imagine after that mound visit, pitching coach Jack Nathan could have done that to buy some time for the right-hander Ethan Alexander warming up in the Buck bullpen. Right-hander is set. Dancing off second, Duggar the 1-0. That went on the outside corner in there for a called strike. Cashel Duggar on second, not like your stereotypical catcher. He's not the fastest, but he is certainly not the slowest guy on this team. As long as it's into center or right center field on a knock from Duggar, he will get the green light to go home. The 1-1 pitch fouled straight back by Trotter Boston. It's now 1-2 on the Tabor College Blue Jay. On deck is Tracer Lopez, and that is Tracer. So the back-to-back pinch hitters will not have a third. Two more guys left on the rafter bench after DeGatti and Boston have been deployed into this ballgame. The 1-2 is fouled straight back as well from Trotter. Remaining on the bench, Max McGuire and Bryson Stripling. You have to imagine McGuire could be being saved for later on in the contest, and for Stripling, he's the third catcher on the roster. Matthew, the DH today, is the other catcher, so Stripling will probably only be brought into the ballgame out of necessity. The 1-2. This one hit on a line right center field. That's going to touch down for a base knock. Getting the wave around is Cashel Duggar. He'll come in to score without a throw off the bench and an impact for Trotter Boston. It's an RBI single. Raptors are on the board for the first time today. It's 3-1. I see Daryl Handelsman, the manager of Waterloo, out of the top step, standing in front of the dugout. We'll see if he makes a call to the bullpen here. Gotti stays put on second. The Raptors are cooking with nobody out in the inning, and that'll be all. 6-plus. The final line here for Efferling today is responsible for the runners on first and second, not able to record an out in the seventh inning, but he was fantastic for Waterloo this afternoon from Riverfront Stadium. Ethan Alexander to enter the ballgame in a couple minutes. We'll take a step away as he warms up and gets ready to face the 9-1-2 spots in the Rafter order. Don't go anywhere. It's Rafter Baseball, 3-1 the score in the top of the seventh with nobody out in Waterloo on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Since the moment you were born, I've made 1,000 wishes. Wishes for your future. In a world that's changing fast. For all of the things you may one day do. Do play and laugh. Do win and lose. Do learn from your mistakes. And challenge yourself to grow. Do not be afraid. Or make decisions based in fear. Do it all with confidence and with kindness and strength. Do call your mom and ask her for advice. And always do your best to remember that no matter what you do in this life,
thank you.
What matters to me is that you keep doing. I love you always, Mom. Inspire kids to do at 4-H.org.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Ethan Alexander, the second-year Buck from McPherson College in Oak Lawn, Illinois, enters the fray. 3-1 the score. Waterloo leading your Raptors in the top of the seventh inning with two on and nobody out. Andy Yakum, your voice of the Raptors, returning to you as always on WFHR. Tracer Lopez will step in out of the ninth spot and be the first batter Alexander faces. 6-plus for Aiden Efferling. His line not finished yet. The right-hander threw 72 pitches this afternoon and allowed 8 hits. Currently just one run, and it was earned, walked two, and struck out two Rafter hitters, showing bunt as Lopez and putting this one down the third baseline, but it'll roll foul. Count begins 0-1 on the Texas Tech Red Raider. Lopez is 1-for-2 today, lined out to the first baseman Beatty to start his contest in the third, singled in his most recent trip to the dish in the fifth inning. Cashel Duggar led off this inning with a single. Jorge Degatti off the bench, an infield knock as well, and then Trotter Boston on cue, a pinch hit, base hit to right center field. Lopez showing bunt, the 0-1. Pulls back as that one misses up and away. This is Alexander's second appearance against the Rafters this season and his 12th on the campaign. He's got an ERA of a 2.95 and a whip of a 1.24 and 18 and a third innings pitched. 2-0 is the record for the right-hander from 28 games a season ago. 1-1, Lopez showing bunt, pulls back again as this one misses outside. Alexander last worked a third of an inning at Thunder Bay a few days ago on June 20th in the 4-2 win. He picked up the victory, did not allow a hit or a run. Only faced one Border Cat hitter. The 2-1 Lopez puts this bunt down in fair territory. The third baseman Bennis gloves and throws to first. Not in time. It took the first baseman Beatty off the bag. Tracer Lopez is safe and the bases are loaded. With nobody out, a 3-1 ball game in the top of the seventh. See how it's scored. It's already going down as a bunt single for Lopez. Two-hit game for Tracer. To third, Degatti. Boston on second. Good speed on the bases. For the top of the order, Owen McElfatrick. McElfatrick, 1-for-3 today. First pitch from the right-hander. This is low in away. McElfatrick singled in the first. Grounded out to short. Halverson in the third inning and tried to bunt his way on or move some runners over, I shall say, in the fifth inning. He popped out to the pitcher, Epperling. The 1-0 to McElfatrick. A breaking ball. That one runs in, and it got him. That one got a piece of his helmet, and the home plate umpire, Jacob Gorman, agreeing with McElfatrick. The fans here and the coaching staff of Waterloo saying that got a piece of the knob of his bat. Call goes in favor of the Rafters. Degatti scores. Boston to third. Lopez to second. It's just a one-run ball game here in Waterloo. Go down is an RBI for McElfatrick. It's a two-run seventh inning. Rafters were shut out through the first six of this one. And the tying run now just sits 90 feet away on third base for Mason Onati. Mason's 0-for-3 today. He's hit three ground balls on the infield. 4-3 putouts for Mason in the first and third innings. Hitting an inning-ending 3-6-1 double play in his last trip in the fifth. First pitch to the left-handed hitting Onati is in there for a called strike on a fastball from Alexander. Alexander, 4-2 record a season ago with Waterloo. In 40 and a third innings pitched, had an ERA just south of 5 at a 4.91 and a 1.54 whip, facing 184 batters in 2023. The 0-1, missing out on a breaking ball that leaked. It's now a ball and a strike on Onati. Matthew on deck, Walker Buchanan to follow. Some juice off the bench from Jorge Degatti and Trotter Boston this inning have given the Rafters some life on the road. The 1-1 breaking ball, tap foul, right back behind home plate to the screen. Onati in the hole with a two-strike count here in his fourth plate appearance today. Looking to get on for the first time and tie this ball game. Righty on lefty battle here, 16 on the pitch clock. Alexander comes set, the 1-2. It's one, lined in the air, foul down the left field line. We'll do the 1-2 again. First of four straight on the road for the Rafters. They picked up just their fourth road victory of the season in the day cap of the doubleheader at Wausau, 15-3. Blowout win on Thursday. The next 1-2. This is downstairs. Onati's drawn an even count here at 2 balls and 2 strikes. As always, fans, I say it on almost every broadcast. I know Colin Kapoor, the TV voice of the Rafters, I've heard him say it too. It's a marathon of a season, but we're chugging along right here. The 2-2 delivery, a 92-mile-an-hour fastball grounded foul down the first baseline. Good fight from Onati here. But the bases loaded and nobody away in the top of the seventh. The Rafters have plated two in this inning. Two from Waterloo in the bottom of the first. They added one in the fifth as well, and that fifth inning run right now is what they've needed to hold on to this lead in this tough inning. The 2-2 pitch misses low. Onati's worked a full count. 3-2, nobody out. Ekwipatrick off first. Bosanoff second. Degatti off third. Onati taps this 3-2 foul. Good fight here from Mason. He's looking after anything close right around the plate.